Hello, and welcome once again to the Age of Aquarius, and I will be your host, Kenosha Amen. Well, here we are again for another conversation I wish to have with you, the listener and listeners. Thank you very much for listening. It's just a conversation I like to have about things that are going on in the world and how we're being affected and how we're maintaining and managing. So, what's going on? What do I think is going to happen for the world in the coming month of August? Well, I think the biggest thing that is happening for the world is we're still going to see these natural catastrophes, these natural changes that are taking place. Nature is evolving. Nature is changing. Nature is working on herself. So if nature is working on herself, we as human beings are reflective of nature. So what I see happening even now in July, but moving forward into August 2020, is a lot of people are going to be working on themselves, myself included, everybody. What happens with this self-quarantining and the things that we used to be able to do that kept us happily distracted, those things aren't happening. So whether you're by yourself or you're with your family, you're in a relationship, even by being limited by those outside activities, you are now at home or you're in a location, a central location, more than you were before. So you now have more of an opportunity to work on yourself. Some people are not working on themselves. Some people still want to, you know, watch social media, watch TV more than anything else. But you can see that the systems, the world systems around the world that used to distract us are kind of being, they're kind of being done away with or heavily suppressed, being done away with or just cut off altogether, because that's not the time. We're in a different time period. We're in a different dimension, so to speak, right now. So everybody has an opportunity to work on themselves. So by working on yourself, you're going to have a lot of strife, a lot of tension, a lot of inner conflict. We're all going through it because this is energy that you've got to work out. I have to work out energy. Everybody has to work out energy. So you're going to be angry. You're going to be upset. You're going to be sad. You're going to be resentful. You're going to be happy. You're going to be joyful. All of these emotions are coming out because the work that we as human beings have to do is done in the heart. That's where true alchemy takes place. Everything in the Western world and the world systems, they have always given us methods and modalities of working on ourselves that had to do with the mind, with this idea of consciousness, which only gets you so far because it gets you locked into the ego, it gets you locked into logic, the thinking machine world, the machine mind, the matrix is the machine mind. So it gets you locked into that, and you never tap into your heart. And your heart is the goal. The thing that deals with working on the heart is that everything that you've run away from, this includes what you would call shadow work, which is basically not running away from, but facing that pain or those pains, those scars, the fears, the most of the times unwarranted fears, but you hold on to them and you give them power over yourself. Everything that you have run away from, that's both good and bad in your heart, that's where the work takes place. And the month of August, I believe it's going to be, you know, it's going to be a global shifting. It's already happening. And I believe it's connected to the sun and the solar flares and CMEs. All these things are connected. We're not just individuals just walking around here disconnected. So you're going to be doing work on your heart, and that's going to bring sadness and joy and happiness and sorrow. So past relationships, past friendships, past accomplishments and failures, all these things that you've kind of run away from, you know, somebody in your family who may have died and you didn't get a chance to say goodbye. Anything, relationship, mother, daughter, father, son, anything that needs work that we've run away from, this is what we're going to be experiencing during the month of August. So as Earth, Mother Earth is going through her changes, flooding almost one side of the world while the other side is very hot, and heat domes taking place in the Arctic region, and everything that's happening that we see on the outside is happening on the inside because we're all connected. So it's all about change and all about doing that inner work. So please do. What I can say is many of us are probably going through these changes and don't even know it, because they're happening automatically, because it's a higher calling, you could say your higher self, that's initiating it. The source, the creator, universal prime creator, God, whatever you want to call it, is initiating the change in all of us. So some of us think about past relationships and get very angry or very sad or very happy. We think about happy times that we had in it, but we've been so busy before the plague. We were so busy being happily distracted, going to the movies, going to the restaurants, going to the bars, and going to sporting events. And all these things kept us distracted from the heart. It kept us, we drew out the emotions from the heart, but those emotional energies is like electromagnetic waves or magnetic waves. So our emotions powered the systems outside of ourselves. The entertainment, you know, enter, like enter the dragon, we entertainment, enter containment with a lot of these things that entertained us, and we powered them like the beings connected to the matrix world. Our emotions powered these systems, and then they gave us a lot of flash and panache. They gave us a lot of things to capture our eyes and our imagination, and we stayed focused on that. So the heart never got the work, and the heart is where alchemy takes place and where the true powers that we have, that's where those powers lie. It's in the heart. So even sexual energy, which is the life force, the great cosmic mother, the kundalini, that power has to be raised to the heart, has to be centered in the heart. The pineal gland is just a reflection. It's a mirror. It's a mirror of the sun, which is the solar plexus, which is the heart region. So that sexual energy has to be raised up to the heart. And the fire that is in the heart already has to be enlarged even further. So even though you do raise the sexual energy up to the pineal gland, everything still has to come down to the heart, because the heart is the pathway. And that's what we see happening right now. Everybody's working on the heart. So you're doing it. A lot of times you don't even know it. Things are happening around you because everything around you is a reflection of what's going on inside of you. So a lot of us, we're having crazy stuff happen. Like, you know, things are going wrong. It seems like it's going wrong, but it's a challenge. It's a challenge from the universe and from your higher self, from the universal prime creator. It's a challenge to these obstacles, so to speak, but they're not really obstacles. They're challenges. They serve as an impetus to get you to move, to get us to move, to be a better version of ourselves. So that's what August 2020 is going to be about. And we're being assisted by, you know, the powers of Mother Earth herself. All of the elements are working, seems to be bringing chaos, but the chaos is only being brought to the illusions that were around us and distracted us. That's it. The illusions are going away, and we are being more centered on our heart and doing that in our work. So while you're at home and maybe you're working from home, or you're having limited work, so maybe you're not working as much as you did before, but you're being given the opportunity to work on your heart, and your heart is where your intuition lies. And believe me, even I know this, because I have a problem with this sometimes. It's following your intuition. Your intuition is never going to lead you astray, because your intuition is already connected to the source. It's connected to the matrix beyond the false matrix, the machine matrix, the world systems, the world governments, and the use of currency and all of these things in business and money exchange, that's and buildings and the technology that's laid on top of nature, that's the machine matrix. The real matrix is nature herself. It's the universe, it's the cosmos, and it's always connected to us through our heart and or through our hearts. And everything that is good and right and just for us, including the shadow work that we need to do, facing our fears, facing our doubts, what we considered as failures in the past, pain, anger, all of these things are in the heart and they serve our better good. So when we connect to the heart, it's like a cosmic cheat code. And so we know what to do. We just have to do it. The intuition can come in the form of a small, still voice. It can come to imagery. You can get it as a feeling. So you have either visual, auditory, or kinesthetic connection to intuition. Maybe a combination of all, but we all get it. And usually what happens with us is we sit back after we make the wrong decision that goes against intuition, and we say, man, I should have done this or I should have done that. Well, now, beginning in August 2020 and moving forward, everybody's intuition and their intuitional powers and connections is going to be stronger. And as it's getting stronger, you're going to start to see through the illusions around you. So pay attention. You're going to start to see a lot of synchronicities and coincidences pop up around you. Since we know that the world is sort of a simulation, we can take it a step further and say it's even more than a simulation. It's a dream, and we are the dreamers. So a lot of these coincidences and synchronicities that start to pop up, they are what we would call dream signs. They are signs from the dream to tell us that we as dreamers are becoming lucid and sign of the dream. We are becoming lucid dreamers. An excellent book that you can read that deals with lucid dreaming and the act of becoming an active dreamer, which this reality is a dream, is called The Traveler Between Worlds. I believe it's The Traveler Between Worlds or The Walker Between Worlds. If you want to get a better understanding of what it is to be a lucid dreamer and what this world means to be, you know, an active dreamer inside the dream, then that is an excellent book to get. And if you give me 1 minute, I'm just going to Google it, actually, because I'd rather you have the real title of what the book is so you can know what it means. So I believe it's called The Traveler Between Worlds or The Walker Between Worlds, because I had the book once. It's a very good book. I believe it's called, So the book is called The Lucid Dreamer, A Waking Guide for the Traveler Between Worlds by Malcolm Godwin. So the book is called The Lucid Dreamer, and then the subtext is A Waking Guide for the Traveler Between Worlds, and it's written by Malcolm Godwin. So, hope you enjoy this podcast. Thank you very much for tuning in and listening. Hope you got something out of it. Stay tuned for more in the future. Pay attention to the inner work that you're going to be doing in August moving forward. And yes, the flooding will continue. The Three Gorges Dam has not broken in China. But China, that area is pretty much, that's a sign of its devastation, but it's a sign of the age of Aquarius. All of this water has to inundate certain areas. It has to come back and flood to bring life. So where the machine worlds were set up in buildings, and it's just where nature was not allowed to flow correctly, all of that's going to change. So it's a lot of areas on Earth where dams have been built, and these dams stop the flow of energy, because water, rivers, these flow along the ley lines or the meridians of Earth, and that's energy. You can't block it. maybe for a time period they were able to block it, but now that's going, those blockages are going to be burst wide open so the energy can flow. So on the surface, it looks bad because a lot of homes and a lot of civilization has been built in certain areas. But we have to remember that before those civilizations built there and built up dams to block the energy, there was water. Where there was desert, there was water. So now that's why you see flooding in the Arab states and other areas. It's why the Arctic Circle is on fire with the heat domes and fires burning and the polar ice caps melting. All of this is Kundalini energy, and it's the earth working on herself, the inner work of the heart, and we are a reflection of that. So I hope you enjoyed, as I said before, the podcast. And once again, this is Kenosha Men from the Age of Aquarius signing off.